Well, hello, this is Brother Thurman with the ABCs of Christian Growth again, and I thank you for listening in to this recording today. Today we're going to continue in our study of the letter F, and that is forgiveness and forgiving. And to recap just a little bit of what we've been talking about, we was talking about our enemies having to do with forgiveness and about how forgiveness is not a thing that's in society nowadays. It is gradually being forgotten in humankind and not talked about or discussed or given or even accepted. It's not anything that it's not a subject among people anymore. And as a matter of fact, it is classified as unnecessary and undignified, and people undignified to even admit that you need forgiveness or to give it to anybody else. I mean, you talk about something that'll raise people's ears and turn heads is when they hear the word forgiveness. You stand out in the middle of a crowd, a busy crowd walking through the side, down the sidewalks or something like that, and you stand there and you say, Jesus Christ, as loud as you can, and it'll stop people in their tracks, and they'll look. Now, another thing that you can say nowadays, and it'll turn heads and stop people, is forgiveness. You mention forgiveness and people stop and look because it's a strange thing to their ears. It's something that's not spoken of nowadays. We talked about the synonyms, some synonyms of forgiveness used in the scriptures, and perhaps you going over these scriptures has provoked you to look for even more. We haven't mentioned near everything that the Lord uses as far as his wording in the scriptures when it comes to synonyms of forgiveness. The Lord talked about remission. He talked about redemption. He talked about the blood that is shed for the remission of sins. Remember that? And talked about lots of these things. And we moved on down through there. And we decided that we was going to talk about what is the basis of forgiveness. And I think we talked about that on our last recording. And we decided that we discussed some of that and talked about the basis of forgiveness being God's nature, that God was, that's what God is like. God loves forgiving. The Bible teaches us that. And a basis of God's forgiveness is his grace, the shedding of blood, and that the Lord Jesus Christ's death is a basis of forgiveness. It's a foundation. These things are foundations of forgiveness. They are what holds, it's what makes forgiveness work. On the basis of Jesus' death is a basis of forgiveness, and also a basis of Jesus Christ on the forgiveness. The basis of forgiveness is on Jesus Christ's power. Remember? And then we had another one on the basis of man's repentance. The Bible says, or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? That's how the world thinks nowadays, is that repentance and telling God that you're sorry and turning from these things is unnatural. You see, the world thinks completely 180 from what a Christian is taught from the Word of God and what God the Holy Ghost teaches us to think about forgiveness and to think about being forgiven. Is that it's the way a Christian ought to think. It ought to be one of the very first thoughts that come to your mind is being willing to forgive somebody or wanting forgiveness for a wrong that you have committed or that you have done. The Bible says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's if we confess them. I mean, there are Christians that are going to go the rest of their lives, and all they would have to do is just confess that thing to the Lord and receive His forgiveness and His cleansing, and it would be done and over with. But instead of that, they're going to choose to go the rest of their life, 20, 30, whatever years they're going to live in the body, and they're going to fight with that and battle with it and suffer with it, and it's going to be like a bad disease or a sore that just won't go away, and it's going to aggravate them for the rest of their lives. And I hope that's not you, and I hope that's not the way you're going to choose to do these things, because it's not scriptural and it's not God's will for you to walk around with a guilty conscience when you could get forgiveness. Now, today we're going to go into another bracket having to do with, or another subject having to do with forgiveness. And we're going to talk about what is the significance of forgiveness. And what we mean by, significance is how important it is. What makes it important? What makes it, rich? Forgiveness, you know, forgiveness bears reason. It is what makes something important. Something important in its effect and something important in its meaning. How come forgiveness is important? What makes forgiveness important? Well, forgiveness bears reason. Forgiveness is just not something that's happenstance or something that you do or just something that exists. There's a reason for forgiveness, and it bears reason. There is a meaning in forgiveness. Even if it's not expressly stated, that can be understood. The scriptures teach that man can conclude that there is a God by just looking at the heavens and the firmament. The Bible says that in Psalm 19 and Psalm 19 verse 1. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth His handiwork. So you see, we can tell that there's a God. The Bible, the scriptures teach us that man can conclude and he can decide within himself that there is a God by just looking at the heavens and looking at the firmament. Well, likewise, there are things that can be known by observing forgiveness. You can tell that forgiveness is important. You can tell that forgiveness bears reason because of the significance of forgiveness, what makes it important. Let's go over just a few things and see just a few things. And we will see that see the significance of forgiveness. First thing is that forgiveness is significant because it shows God's righteousness. It shows God's righteousness. You know, there's a lot of people that try to be important and try to show themselves important and try to, be gods and things like that. But they have no power and they have no, not like our Lord. The Bible says in Romans chapter 3 and verse 25 and 26, it says, whom God hath set forth to be a propitiation through faith in His blood, to declare His righteousness for the remission of sins that are past, through the forbearance of God, to declare, I say, at this time, His righteousness, that He might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. You see, one reason that forgiveness is significant is because it shows to everyone that believes and that does not believe that God being a forgiving God and forgiveness, having forgiveness as part of His character. And why is forgiveness among Christians significant? Because it shows God's righteousness. It shows that God chooses righteousness and that it's important to Him. And it shows what kind of God that He is. Forgiveness is important because whenever we're forgiven, I remember when the Lord saved me over in Germany, I didn't have any idea. I knew there was something that happened to me, but it was like I was in a cloud moving in slow motion. I didn't have any idea what was going on. I do. I'm a little more clear about it now, but I don't know the exact time that I got saved. I can't tell you the exact time. All I can tell you is that from that point on, I can tell you the day or what was going on during that day when I was at that church and everything, and I went forward to when I heard the gospel of Jesus Christ, and I knew I didn't want to go to hell, and I knew that I needed a Savior and that I was a sinner, and I went forward, and everything after that, I went forward and prayed and heard the gospel and prayed and believed on the Lord, but everything has been changing from that point on all the way up until now. And I know the Lord's been working in my life. Now, I've messed up things and went off in the ditch several times. But the Lord has been faithful to me. He's been a heavenly Father to me. He's not been a judge as far as a courtroom judicial judge to me like he was before I was saved. He's been my heavenly Father since then. And I know that God is righteous because of the forgiveness that he has exercised on me and given me over these years. I think I've been saved, well, since probably 1982. And what's that, 92, 02, and I can't count, can I? But 20, 25 years, and I can tell you that there's been many occasions that God has forgiven me, and I know that he forgave me, and I know that I did not deserve it, and I know I was at my very worst state when he gave it to me, and I was, out of all the people that were deserving of forgiveness, I was probably the very last and not even qualified, and the Lord gave it to me anyway. And you know what I think of him because of that? I admire him. I admire him. And why do I admire him? I admire him because of his righteousness, because he is so righteous. Forgiveness that he has shown me and he has shown you declares God's righteousness. It shows his righteousness. And that's what the Bible just told us, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past, through the forbearance of God, to declare, I say, at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him that believeth in Jesus. Isn't that good? So what's the significance of forgiveness? The forgiveness bears reason. What reason? Well, the reason of God's righteousness. We can observe and see how the Lord is. We can see how he is and how forgiveness is important by observing God's righteousness. Another one is that forgiveness makes salvation real. Forgiveness makes salvation real. In the book of Luke, chapter 1, verse 77, the Bible says, to give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sins. Did you get that? It says to give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of sins. One of the things, I don't know about you, but one of the things that I had trouble with when I got saved, and I don't know if it was because of my background or the devil was just wouldn't leave me alone about it, and there's not a day that I wake up. I mean, I don't pay it as much attention anymore, and I rebuke him because there's not a day that I don't wake up that the enemy doesn't speak over my shoulder and say, you're going to die and go to hell. God ain't going to save you. You just imagining all this, and he feeds me. I don't know if he feeds you these lies, but he does me. And for a while there, I was doubting my salvation so much that that my preacher even said, he's told me one time that he said, the preacher that was preaching at the church where I got saved over in Germany, he told his wife one time, he said, "I'm going to preach a salvation message today, and you watch, Thurman's going to come up here and get saved, try to get saved again." And that's how bad it was. It wasn't that I didn't believe that the Lord saved me. I didn't understand what salvation was. I was saved, but I didn't understand it, and I didn't know what was going on. But all I knew was that is that if there was salvation, I wanted it, but I didn't know I already had it. Now, the devil tries to make us doubt our salvation, but one thing that helps me to be secure in my salvation, and it should make you be secure in your salvation, is forgiveness. Forgiveness does not exist in the world. It's not a worldly trait. It's not a worldly thing that the world teaches to forgive each other. That's something that they don't exercise and that they're not interested in, and something the devil's definitely not interested in is forgiveness. They don't even care about it. As a matter of fact, they think that it's sissified and that it's insignificant and it's a waste of time. But in Christendom, in the body of Christ, forgiveness makes salvation real. It's because of God's wonderful and gracious forgiveness, and because of the fact that Jesus dwells in us by God the Holy Ghost. He dwells in us. The Spirit of Jesus dwells in us. And He is our comforter, and He is our teacher, and He gives us the power to forgive in Christ, with Christ's love. And the world's kind of love can't forgive, because it doesn't have the power to forgive like Christ's love does. So see, the significance of forgiveness, and is that it makes salvation real. The Lord said to give knowledge of salvation unto His people. How? By the remission of their sins. Because God has forgiven us and forgives us daily. If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. It helps us to know and gives us confidence in our salvation, and also in our walk when we forgive each other. It makes us more confident, it helps us, and it helps our salvation to be more real whenever we exercise forgiveness with each other. When I forgive you for your wrongs against me, it helps me to know my salvation is more real, because because I know that within me and within my flesh, I wouldn't forgive anybody without Christ's power and Christ's help. And you know that too. And if I've forgiven you, you know that your salvation is real, because you see, and all the people that are standing around watching it happen know that salvation is real, because that's not what the world does. And the world's not capable of it. So a significance of forgiveness is God's righteousness, is that it makes salvation real. And here's another one. In Luke chapter 24 and verse 47, the Bible says, "And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in His name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem." Forgiveness shows that it must be preached. That it must be preached. That forgiveness must be preached. The significance of forgiveness proves and shows that it must be preached, because everybody needs forgiveness. And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in His name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Can you imagine what your life would be like if you had not gotten saved? If the Lord had not saved you, where would you be? What would be going on in your life? Would there be any peace in your life? Would there be any any hope? You'd probably be dead up in the world, buried in the world and the world system and the world's way of thinking, wouldn't we? Of course we would. Of course we would. So see, significance is, forgiveness is significant. It does matter. It bears reason. It does have reason, and it gives hope. It gives hope. Listen to this. Senator Mark Hatfield recounts the following history. James Garfield was a lay preacher and principal of his denominational college. They said he was ambidextrous and could write Greek with one hand and Latin with the other. In 1880, he was elected president of the United States, but after only 6 months in office, he was shot in the back with a revolver. He never lost consciousness. At the hospital, the doctor probed the wound with his little finger to seek the bullet and see if he could find it. He couldn't find it, so he tried a silver-tipped probe. He still couldn't locate the bullet. They took Garfield back to Washington, D.C., despite the summer heat. They tried to keep him comfortable. He was growing very weak. Teams of doctors tried to locate the bullet, probing the wound over and over. In desperation, they asked Alexander Graham Bell, who was working on a little device called a telephone, to see if he could locate the metal inside the president's body. He came, he sought, and he too failed. The president hung on through July, through August, but in September he finally died. Not from the wound, but from infection. The repeated probing, which the physicians thought would help the man, eventually killed him. So it is with people who dwell too long on their sin and refuse to release it to God. You see, forgiveness shows God's righteousness. It's important because just like with this illustration here, it wasn't the problem of him being shot in the back that killed him. It was that it stayed an issue and people kept messing with it. And as long as the problems in your life that you need forgiveness and that you need to give forgiveness or you need to receive forgiveness, as long as those problems exist and you keep on probing them and they stay alive and you just don't leave it alone or confess it to the Lord and do what you need to do to get it taken care of, they're going to eventually kill you. Forgiveness is important. It bears reason. It has definition. It bears fruit and it bears results. Every time. George Herbert said, "He who cannot forgive others breaks the bridge over which he himself must pass." In Proverbs 19 and verse 11, the Bible says, "The discretion of a man deferreth his anger, and it is his glory to pass over a transgression." You hear people always talking about, "Well, I can't forgive that. I just can't. I ain't never going to forgive that." And they would rather choose to live with all that misery rather than try to pursue forgiveness or ensue it, allow it to happen. The Bible says the discretion of a man deferreth his anger, and it is his glory to pass over a transgression. Easy to forgive. You're the kind of person that is, you know how a little child does when little children, you go into a church nursery or something like that with all them little curtain climbers and all that, little bitty ones are in there, and they're walking around, they're playing with all the toys and everything, and you got two little boys over there playing together in the corner, and then all of a sudden one of them goes to screaming like crazy, just, then three or four of them go to crying and everything. You go over there, try to find out what's the matter, and when you walk over there, you look at this one's arm that's crying real loud like he's in pain, got tears coming out of his eyes, and you see some bite marks on his on his arm, and the one sitting next to him done bit him real hard, see, and they got a little problem going on there. Well, you correct them, and you straighten up you comfort the one that's been bitten, and you look over at the one that bit him, and you give him a good scolding, and he starts crying too, and you tell him, you say you're sorry, and he looks over and he says he's sorry, and the other one's sitting there, and the next thing they do is they just reach over and they're crying together and they hug necks. You ever seen that happen? That's the most precious thing to watch. But they hug necks and both of them are crying, and then you walk away and the problem's over with, and the next time you look over there, both of them are playing and laughing. I mean, immediately after, they're both playing and they're laughing, and it ain't been a minute ago, and both of them was ready to tear one of his eyeballs out because one of them bit the other one. But 1 minute later, the malice is gone. They've passed over the transgression. It's completely gone. And the Bible says that for men to be like a child when it comes to malice. In other words, you forget it real fast. And they forget it, and they're over there laughing, and this one sitting over there and still got the bite marks on his arm, but he's done forgotten it. It's over with. And the other one's forgotten the scolding that he got, and it's all forgiven, and it's done, and it's over with. But then we grow up. And we grow up and we learn how to hold on to those bite marks. And the one that's bitten, he can't never forget, oh, what's his name, bit me. And then the one that done the biting, he has done got too old to say he's sorry. And that he done wrong and he's sorry he inflicted those wounds, and he won't say he's sorry. That's what happens when we grow up, when we become adults. You know, I don't know if I like that word adult. Adult is not, the word adult is not in the scriptures. God calls men, men, and women, women in the Bible, and children, children. The word adult is not in the Bible, but the word adultery is in the Bible. I don't know if it's right for us to be called adults or not. We grew up to be adulterers. I don't know if that's a word that we ought to be messing with, you know, but, well, I'm going to grow up. I'm an adult now. Uh-oh. I don't know if that's good news or not. But this thing of forgiveness, you see how that works? Benjamin Franklin said, doing an injury puts you below your enemy. Revenging one makes you but even with him. But forgiving it sets you above him. Mm-hmm. That's the way it works. The discretion of a man deferreth his anger, and it is his glory to pass over a transgression. Is there somebody you need to forgive? Well, how come you hadn't already done it? You say, because they hadn't asked me. Well, you know what the Bible says about somebody, about what to do when somebody won't ask for forgiveness, or somebody has done you wrong or done a wrong against you. We're going to get into that. The Bible does tell us, and it's got a way for us to take care of that. But if there was a way for you to take care of that and settle this thing once and for all and bury the hatchet, not only bury the hatchet, but get rid of the hatchet altogether. You won't even know that there's a buried hatchet, because there ain't no hatchet at all anymore. And you can't go dig it back up, you see. What is the significance of forgiveness? God's righteousness. It makes salvation real. We know that we're not walking around being fakes and being carnal and being artificial Christians and ain't got no, we're not authentic at all, because our God is real and His forgiveness is real, so ours is real. Forgiveness shows that it must be preached, and that we've got to encourage one another to forgive each other. And it's real. And it does heal, and it does work. Now, we're going to go ahead and we're going to stop right there. I was wanting to go into this next one, but I, for some reason, my talking and teaching today is just not what it ought to be, I suppose. But either way, we've had some truth, and I hope that you've seen through us sharing with one another here that forgiveness is significant. It is important. It's not something that you just let go for the next 10 years or let go for the next 20 years and you think about it 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 and it just keeps on and keeps on and keeps on and keeps on. We need to forgive and we need to seek forgiveness. If there's something that somebody needs forgiveness from you, you need to give it to them. And if there's someone that needs to give you forgiveness, you need to seek forgiveness from somebody because of something that you know. Now, there are things that, we'll get into that. There are some things that you could probably do more damage than you would good and things like that. But we'll get into that, too. And it has to do with the heart condition, and it has to do with whether you got fellowship with the person that and it's been forgotten and it's not treated as an offense between you two and this, that, and the other. We'll get into that, too. But mostly what we're talking about is stubbornness and pride, and the unwillingness to forgive is what the Lord's talking about, and what we're trying to bring forth in this lesson. If you could forgive, and would you? If somebody offered you some forgiveness, would you accept it? That's what we're talking about. Listen to this. In his book, Lee, The Last Years, Charles Breslin Flood reports that after the Civil War, Robert E. Lee visited a Kentucky lady who took him to the remains of a grand old tree in her front yard of her house. There, she bitterly cried that its limbs and trunk had been destroyed by federal artillery fire. She looked to Lee for a word of condemning the North, or at least sympathizing with her loss. After a brief silence, Lee said, "Cut it down, my dear, madame, and forget it." It's better to forgive the injustices of the past than to allow them to remain. Let bitterness take root and poison the rest of our lives. Did you get that? Forgiveness. Sometimes, I'm sure that there's some people in your life that you wish would come and say they're sorry so you can heal this thing, and you mean it. But they're never going to come to you for the rest of your life, and they're never going to say that they're just never going to say that they forgive you, even though you deserve. But the Bible tells us what to do and some directions on how to handle that also. But even if they never the Bible gives us direction. We'll go over that, and we'll talk about more about that later. Well, I'm sorry about the way this kind of the enemy kind of messing me up my speech today, but I hope it's made sense to you a little bit and that you've got some truth out of this. We've talked about God's Word, and that makes it clear whether my speech is clear or not, right? Let me give you these scriptures. Psalm chapter 19, verse 1. Romans chapter 3, verse 25 and 26. Luke chapter 1, verse 77. Luke chapter 24, verse 47. And Proverbs chapter 19, verse 11. And those are the ones that we used about forgiveness being significant. And we'll move on, and the next recording, what we're going to talk about on the next recording is forgiveness. How much? How long? What's the measure? What saith the Lord? We're going to talk about how much we're supposed to forgive somebody. We're going to talk about, well, how long do I forgive somebody? Remember what Peter asked the Lord, if my brother sin against me, do I forgive him seven times? And remember what the Lord's answer was? Well, we're going to find out what the Scripture says about that and what the Lord Jesus Christ had to say concerning forgiveness when it comes to how much and how long and what's the measure of forgiveness. I mean, how far does it stretch? I mean, if you put the ruler down, what's the ending of forgiveness? When does it stop? Okay, so we'll talk about that and what forgiveness is to be and what it is not to be. And we'll talk about that next, the next recording. So the Lord bless you, and thank you for your patience with this. And thank you for listening in. And I hope that something that has been said today, I'm sure it is with the Word of God, but that it'll be helpful to you. Until the next recording, bye-bye.